Starlink rival launches its largest satellite yet for space-based cellular network. Texas startup AST Space Mobile launched Bluebird 6 this week, and it was a giant. Bluebird 6 is roughly three times larger than its predecessors, the biggest commercial satellite in Earth orbit. It lifted off on India's LVM3 rocket on the 23rd of December, at 10:25 p.m. Eastern, from the Satish Dhawan Space Center. This marks the first satellite in AST Space Mobile's next-generation constellation, designed to create the world's first space-based cellular broadband network, directly accessible by ordinary cell phones. With this launch, the company is now stepping into Starlink's territory, beaming connectivity from space. AST Space Mobile first tested the concept in September 2022 with BlueWalker 3. A year later, the prototype carried out the first 5G phone call from space to a regular Samsung Galaxy S22. Since then, the company has launched five more satellites, all called Bluebird, and it plans to send 243 more into orbit. These are not small machines. BlueWalker 3's array, once fully unfurled, stretched across 693 square feet, bright enough to outshine most objects in the night sky. Bluebird 6 is even more colossal. Its array will reach 2,400 square feet, making it the largest satellite in space. AST plans to launch 45 to 60 more of these next-generation satellites by the end of 2026. Enough, it says, to offer 5G data across the United States and some initial global markets. Each satellite supports 10 GHz of bandwidth, and speeds of up to 120 megabytes per second, directly to individual phones. SpaceX still dominates in sheer numbers, with over 9,000 satellites, roughly 60% of all in orbit. But Bluebirds boast much larger antennas, and AST hopes its direct-to-cell service, requiring no extra hardware, will give it an edge. The rivalry is fierce. In July, SpaceX sent a letter to the FCC, warning that AST's satellites could threaten the sustainability of low Earth orbit. AST shot back, accusing SpaceX of trying to intimidate competitors, after a similar complaint the year before. Meanwhile, the sky grows more crowded. Earth's orbit fills with satellites, and our view of the stars continues to fade.